Yeah, I just think Chengdu have shown that they're not just a ball.
They're a family.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Burber Watch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined by Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing today? On this Tuesday.
You've infuriated me multiple times today, and I don't like it.
What? I haven't even seen you all day before this call. How could I have infuriated you?
No, I mean, in the last 20 minutes that we've been in this Discord call, I've just... It makes me want to end it. And I don't mean the podcast.
You mean the world. You have a plan? Is that it? No?
I don't know. Maybe just this call.
Or maybe my life. Anyway, everybody, for those of you who don't know... for those of you who don't know, the Burber Watch Podcast is a podcast where two little boys, these ones, talk about the Overwatch League.
What did I say about calling me a fucking little boy?
Sorry, let me just repeat the line from last week where one little boy and one big boy talk about the Overwatch League. The past week, this week being week four, I apologize for the late upload last week. There were some technical difficulties that may repeat themselves this week, and if they do, then we might have a change of something.
Podcast is going to be over.
Well, that's going to happen
some,
anyway.
Like, secret messages on the TV in the background.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should just have Overwatch League playing in the background.
I think we get copy striked.
Can we copy strike the Broverwatch? Good money. So
honestly,
just like
it'd get us views.
It would. Just like last week, we have each picked two teams to highlight for this week, and we're gonna talk about them because they may not have impressed us, or they did impress us, or they were weird. So we're gonna start with anything, maybe.
Here's what we're gonna do.
Okay, what?
Do you want to go second so that you can be the final one in the show and have all the glory for yourself, or?
I went second last week. You want me to go first this week?
I don't know. How big's your ego right now?
Let's flip a coin. Or how about this? Say a number.
You still have coins?
Say a number between 1 and 100.
See, here's the thing. Why would we do that? There's only two of us. A coin would work so much better.
No. Pick a number between 1 and 100. I have a bingo card here.
You won.
Okay. Well, wait. So do I go first or do I choose who goes first?
Don't give a fuck.
I'm going first. So the first team
You've
I would
made me so angry today.
Well... That's my goal every day.
I thought it was to be a good friend.
This got too real, dude. It is to be a good friend, Calder. Know that. The first team I'm going to talk about is the Vancouver Titans, more commonly called Vancouver.
Or the Titans. Anything except Vancouver Titans. If they were doing bad, we could call them the Vancouver Titanic.
Or sometimes called the Yeti Boys.
Why do you say boys so much? I think it's like a good fetish. Word.
Maybe. So this week they impressed me is the reason that I want to talk about them. Or not. I mean, they're doing what they always do, but they won two games again this week. They impressed me against Paris. Because they kind of destroyed Paris, looked like a hopeless mess, garbage.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Fusions is a hard carry on that team. Oh wait, Fusions not
on
that
team.
What I meant was Paris
Bumper?
Is bad.
Oh,
sorry. I get the EU, the fact that it's a full EU team, and friggin' Fusions is the biggest Brit around. Actually, Cruz is definitely the biggest Brit around. They have to subtitle him.
Cruz has a Korean haircut, though, which doesn't make much sense.
There's this great video because Atlanta has their like documentary series type thing that some teams do. And there's a thing during halftime in the Atlanta Paris game where all of the Atlanta guys come in from the stage and they're like, yeah. And then you just see Cruz walk past them in the background, just like doesn't move any part of his body except his legs and just like walks past. So pissed. He seems so mad. Anyway,
he's gonna get kicked. Anyway,
Vancouver, yeah, just destroyed. They are so clean.
What is there a? Oh no! I left a plastic thing on my webcam.
I like this content.
That was on there.
It does look a little less messy around the edges.
Well, that's because there's no plastic there, silly.
The Vancouver Titans look very clean. I think there's been a lot of people saying this, but they seem like the best team Overwatch has ever seen. Professional Overwatch has ever seen. Just because they're so clean and coordinated. I don't think...
You don't think the XL are better?
No. I think
the XL win, though, if they play each other.
I don't. I think Vancouver... Well, we're likely going to see those two in the stage finals, so we'll see. But I think Vancouver is a cleaner, more coordinated team than New York. I think New York is very good at playing defensively. And smart in a defensive way, but Vancouver is just coordinated in all aspects. So we'll see how that matchup goes. I think that will be a fantastic game. But yeah, Vancouver is nutty. The fact that people didn't think, the fact that some people, Calder, didn't think that they would do well.
Sorry for trying to
spice up life.
Taper my expectations a little bit.
But believe it's temper my expectations. To tape, you taper a suit. Mm-hmm. You temper your expectations.
Temperature?
Nope. Different word, actually.
Here's the thing about Vancouver and Runaway is you may not have known this, but they lost a lot. In you know, like Apex and like Contenders and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if they play New York in the stage finals,
they'll win.
There's a chance that they do a little chokage.
Disagree, personally. Well, actually, there's always a chance that someone will do chokage, mm-hmm. but New York's chokaged in the past.
Mm-hmm. But they also didn't. A lot of the time.
So same with Runaway / Vancouver, though.
Not going to say that because they won one championship as Runaway. And they had a lot of chances.
Yeah. But they got better and better and better and better and better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see.
I mean, okay, there's this one clip. We'll watch it after the podcast together and I'll show you. But there's this one clip of Vancouver attacking on...
Who were they playing?
I think they were playing against... They were playing against Paris, I believe. Doesn't matter. Already doesn't matter. You haven't said... You haven't listened to what I'm saying.
I know. I'm just saying. I was just asking. It was just a question. I didn't know that I couldn't ask questions.
It was where they let... I think it was Paris. It might have been another team. I just want to clarify that I don't know for sure which team it was. But Paris needed one... Or whatever this team was needed one tick on a Horizon Lunar Colony first point. So, but Vancouver waited till the very pixel before they won it to get on. They were all standing on the edge, but they waited till the very end to get on it. And then, like, one person got on it, and as they got off it, two people came on it. And Janu dropped a D.Va bomb in a place where it affected everybody. so that they had to get off the point or die. And it was just like this big brain, crazy, how do you even plan that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the best team I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But we'll get to this after Calder's next pick, but Vancouver may have, their weakness may be exposed now by a little panda, which we'll get into in a bit. But that's all I have to say about Vancouver. I'll talk a bit more about them when I talk about a little panda.
Am I allowed to talk about Vancouver, or are you just...
No, you can talk about Vancouver.
Go on. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, they're bad.
Nope, not going to say that because they're definitely not bad. They have had a fairly weak schedule, though they win every game. The best team they played is probably the Shock. Or Paris.
Guangzhou was good. The
team's good. Yeah.
Paris so the was Shock good. Paris are,
not when they played them.
No.
So, yes, they're really good.
They do have a relatively easy stage, I will say
they
that.
They do deserve to be at the top. It's just, we haven't seen them play New York, who is the team that you kind of have to go through if you're going to do well and win.
Yeah. Man, that'll be such a good match.
I know. It'll be fun. What? When does that start?
Yeah, it's weird because stage five is just 2 days. Stage playoffs.
Stage playoffs start the 21st of March.
So it's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. It's my birthday weekend, baby. Gonna get fucking lit.
When's your birthday again? Is it the 23rd?
Good friend.
It's the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
See, yeah, there you go. What do you mean, good?
You guessed it.
No.
You guessed it.
I knew because our two friends are on either side of you. Our two friends have birthdays on either side of you.
Oh, so you didn't even remember mine. You remembered theirs, though.
No, I remembered yours because yours is in the middle. Also, you don't know my birthday.
June 1st.
No.
July 1st?
No, it's June 1st, but the fact that you second-guessed yourself shows that you don't know my birthday.
Oh, sorry. When someone says, no, I didn't get the right answer, I'm going to guess. Sorry that you're in...
yeah, but you should have been certain. Yeah, but you should have been certain.
Listen here, you little bitch. Your birthday is during one of the twin months, as we
what
like
the
to
heck
call them
does
down
that
under.
Mean?
You know what that means? You want to know what that means?
I'm sorry that every person I know's birthday is in March and I get them mixed up.
You want to know what that means? That means June, July, basically the exact same month.
Not
honestly,
true.
Honestly, we should... Shut up. Honestly, we should just have 11. And that's not even a hot take. That's just a factual truth. We should have 11 months.
Don't think that's how it works.
They should be called June Lie.
Horrible name, first of all.
June Lie, and we shouldn't even care. Because those months are trash. The only nice thing about them is the weather.
June's the best month.
For what?
It's the best month.
For what?
Everything. It's the best month.
Why?
It's the best month.
Traditional sports end. Baseball starts. Who the fuck gives a...
Well, I don't care about that.
About baseball. What happens in June?
Multiple days.
Conferences?
No, ooh. No, that's in August.
Exactly. Not even in June.
Here's the thing. You're not. You've asked me a question, and then when I started to answer, you went.
What's in June? What happens in
June? Here's what happens in June. Okay. First of all, many things end in June. Now, endings aren't always great, but at the end of things, there's a lot of hype. So like you said, many sports leagues end in June. So there's a lot of hype surrounding that. People are excited, including Overwatch League, if my facts are correct. Although I believe the playoffs and stuff are in July, but whatever.
Week five of stage... I didn't even know this. Week five of stage four, the Valiant homestand, starts on August 24th.
Ooh. This is a long season, boys.
Yeah.
But, also, I was born in June. Anyway, so that's all I have to say about Vancouver.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I ever become prime minister...
This ain't a birthday podcast.
If I... Oh, sorry. We'll do that later. Not. If I ever become prime minister...
Getting
I'm
rid of
changing
June.
The months. No, I'm mixing them. I'm not getting rid of them. That would throw off
so
the whole calendar.
So it's a 60-day month?
Yeah.
What's your team, Calder? What's your first team?
Also, I'm getting rid of daylight savings time.
I agree with that. At least we can agree on one
fuck
thing.
Fuck that. What's the point?
So dumb.
No one even farms anymore. And if you farm, you're a bitch.
Also, here's the thing. It was for farmers because they couldn't see. But now they have, believe this, flashlights and big lights on tractors.
Or just wake up at the right time.
What's your first team?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about it.
It was Paris.
Jokes. I did. Chengdu.
No, that's my team.
What?
You said Paris and Gladiators. Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit, yeah, I did. Never mind, we're going to do Paris then. Bye.
Spoiler alert, we're
It's
at.
Like the more expensive Quebec. And probably nicer. Actually, it is much nicer than
so
Quebec.
So what do you have to say about Paris?
That was kind of it. There's just a whole Quebec comparison.
Oh.
No, I was just
All right, so my second...
About,
oh.
I was just going to talk about how trash they've been.
Yeah.
And it's not even like they're losing to really... Actually, that's a lie. They are losing to pretty good teams.
Yeah, but they're also supposed to be a pretty good team.
Yeah. And it's not very competitive. The game of Paris and Titans was not extremely competitive. The game of Paris and Shock was a little more. They took a map. But still not extremely competitive. They only got like 5 total points on the whole map and only 1 Dorado. So this team has kind of underperformed.
Also, real quick, can you turn your gain down a slight bit?
It's not up.
It's at the bottom?
Yeah.
How are you so loud? I'll turn you down. We're good. Keep
We've
going.
It's so long to fix this problem. Oh, you threw me off now. I'm going to die.
Well, one day.
The Shock beat them, which is kind of obvious because the Shock is probably one of the best teams in the league.
You say that like it's a joke, but you're not wrong. So.
Paris has just been weak ever since people hyped them after week, what, two? When they'd only
Literally,
played 2 games.
They beat London and they beat Gladiators, and everyone was like, best team in the league, maybe?
And then they get their dick beaten by Atlanta.
Yeah. And Vancouver.
And Vancouver and Shock.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it makes sense.
Here, as Bren said on the Watchpoint post show, he said, Paris is supposed to be the best GOATS team. This is supposed to be their best comp. If they're doing bad in GOATS meta, what the heck they gonna do when the meta changes?
Yeah. And then I'm just going to look at the team roster because I don't want to forget anyone when I'm roasting them. Yeah. But I'm not even sure if they'll do that well. Like, there's very little chance that they do much better in DPS meta.
I guess once DPS meta starts, they can... Because Nico's been doing well.
Yeah.
Soon, I haven't even heard basically anything about Soon. Is he even doing well?
Let's look at him. Now, Zarya's are usually at the top of the league in terms of damage. So he's 20th in damage, which is
okay.
About probably a mid-tier Zarya because they don't separate the rankings by role. They just have everyone in the damage columns, which is kind of... stupid. I digress. He's 18th in elims, 53rd in final blows, and has 6.14 deaths per 10 minutes, which is 139th in the league. So he's kind of a feeder, but he does get a lot of damage.
They did try playing Shadowburn for the first time, and he played 99% Zarya, 1% Genji. He played Genji for 56 seconds. I think that if DPS meta comes, they would pull a bit more Shadowburn out. But I still don't think they're going to beat these big teams.
Yeah.
And also, there was a thing that showed Shadowburn as... It didn't even say his number placement on the screen. It just said last for three different things.
It's probably deaths because he was kind of feeding. He has like 7 deaths per 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's 159th in deaths.
Yeah, that's kind of a yikers.
And 148th in eliminations.
Yikes. So,
poor guy.
I don't know what to like make of this team because they said they want to go all EU, and they did. So you assume this is the best EU team they can make. Now, I don't know a lot about the contender scenes because I don't have enough time to watch that much Overwatch.
I think you could easily make an EU super team, but you'd have to steal from other teams that are not going to give up their players.
Yeah.
So this is the closest they could get. It's not a horrible roster.
It's not, but it's not like what they were meant to be, which is an amazing top tier team. They are likely going to just get into the play-in tournament, which will be fun because I'm very excited for the play-in tournament.
Yeah, same.
But
honestly, I'm looking more forward to that than the actual stage playoffs.
How many? That's so far away, too. It's like 6 months or 5 months away.
What's 5 months away?
The play-in tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Paris, fun. I don't even know if they're a fun team. They're not really even that fun to watch because they just play GOATs and then they suck at GOATs.
They dropped from, I think, second after week two to now 16th out of 20.
Yeah, so they have 2 games this week. One fairly easy, and then they have the Fusion, who is a beatable team. I don't know I can't really do the math to see if they'll get in, because there's a lot of variables here.
Philly could get in for sure.
No, I mean Paris.
Oh, Philly is basically in. Never mind. Yeah, I don't.
Philly.
I'm pretty sure Paris can still get in, barely. But it's pretty much like, to get in, like, all the teams in the top 8 have to, like, completely, like, do horribly. And they have to do really well.
So, we'll see what happens this week. Don't have a lot of faith in Paris. Like, they're gonna beat Washington. And if they lose to Washington, that's a yikers.
There's some people who think Washington's gonna, like... Because Washington has obviously not won a game, obviously, but they've been taking a map off of really good teams, and they almost beat London. So,
is this the last map that they take? Because I put a little less stock into them taking the final escort after they've lost.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like there's a possibility that Washington could steal this from Paris. And if that happens, Washington still a bad team with bad management and bad. But that would also show that Paris is just kind of lost. If that happened, it would just be kind of like the last nail in the coffin for Paris.
In the last 2 weeks, Washington's won or gotten 2 maps. One of them was the first map on Ilias against Philly after, I think that was the first game that Boombox was back after Elk playing in week 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last map against Seoul when Seoul had their B lineup in playing, which I guess that would have been a good team to talk about because they replaced.
We can talk about them at the end. We can just highlight some things at the end after we do all 4 teams.
Fine.
Because there's some other stuff I want to talk about.
You don't care about me, dude.
I care a lot.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
So, Paris, hopefully they don't get in, honestly, because I want Shock to get in. And I'd like to see the Charge in more than I'd like to see Paris in, because Paris doesn't really deserve to be in.
And we got to see Houston sneak up there.
Fucking Houston, so bad. Such a bad team.
No comment. You know,
I think Dante would like have help them or something.
He has but been.
Yeah, but they're still like bad.
I just don't understand why they went, okay, we're going to get Dante because we don't have a Tracer, even though Tracer's not in the meta right now. And then everyone was like, okay, okay, good. Dante's very good. And then it was like, okay, what else? And they were like, well, you know. And it was like, what do we know? And it's like, we're nothing else. All they did was get a guy who can play a hero that no one else on their team can play that isn't in the meta. Now, it's good that he has a great Sombra. That's about all they have going for him. Man, I'm upset.
He is a little better than that, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
It is just kind of a weird move.
Why would you only get one new player?
12 minutes of D.Va.
Why would you barely change your roster when you're bad? Listen, yeah. I love Houston. I was a Houston boy last season and still kind of am. But man, they're frustrating because why did they not change anything?
Mm-hmm. They even still have Arhan, which is kind of like a...
He hasn't played and probably will never. And I swear, if Arhan doesn't... They can, like, do player trades and stuff at the end of Stage 2, right?
Or... I don't really know, but I think so.
Anyway, if that's the case, if Arhan doesn't play a single game by the end of Stage 2, and then they don't get rid of him, I'm fully giving up on the Outlaws. Like that makes sense. I'm saying that right now. Video proof. If Arhan doesn't play a single game before Stage 2, but they keep him, or before the end of Stage 2, and they keep him, I'm done with the Outlaws. Because why? I don't care that he's Tyrong's friend. That doesn't matter. Get good players who will play.
He's Korean, though. He's really good.
Maybe he's good. Haven't seen it.
No, but you don't understand. He's Korean.
Here's the thing. I'm all for Arhan being on the team if he plays and is good.
That's kind of like with Baby Bay, but I think Baby Bay is more of a like chemistry guy.
Yeah.
At the team house, then I think Arhan.
Is not a chemistry guy at the Houston team house. Arhan is I'm gonna hang out with my pal Tyrong. And also, Baby Bay is also very good still. If needed, they could bring him on and he'd do well, most likely. Arhan, I don't know about that.
Do you think Baby Bay still plays, or does he just like record music videos with Jake in their green room?
Both.
It's Freaky Friday.
Okay, we're done.
I'm in Jake Lyon's body.
Okay, we're done with that. Anyway,
he's a real Houston, big nerd.
Houston rant done. I'm just upset with Houston. As for Paris, I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think they're disappointing, and I hope they don't get in.
Yeah, which is, they do have a -7 map differential too.
It's not that they're losing; it's that they're losing and losing bad.
Yeah. So hopefully, they just get fucked this weekend. That's such a mean thing to say, but there's so many other teams I'd rather see play than Paris.
Yeah.
Especially on the week of my birth.
Honestly,
are we going to have a special like thing for my birthday? Like balloons or like, can you send me some balloons?
What day of the week is it?
It's a Saturday.
I think I'm busy. Oh, what are you doing? I'm joking.
What are you doing? Huh?
Wait, what day is it?
It's a Saturday, I think. And I just checked in Canada Post is still, like, they still deliver some Saturdays.
How much do balloons cost?
I don't know. They're like 20, 30. It depends how many you want to get me.
So, and yeah,
I'd prefer helium, too. Because I want them to float. I don't just want, like, some depressing, like... on the ground balloon. So that's kind of.
Yeah, I think the current top eight are like pretty good for the stage playoffs. unless I'll hang out with you on your birthday, obviously.
No, you're not allowed.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, the top eight for the stage playoffs look really good. I would honestly, the current top eight, I think are my
just started today.
Are my ideal top eight. And I mean, maybe switch out one of them for Chengdu just because I know they can, but Chengdu. I just want it. I just want it. That's the only thing that could make this better.
So right now, I guess we'll just talk about it now. It'd be New York versus Charge, if I know this correctly. Titans versus Shock, Defiant versus Rain, and then Philly versus Dallas. Which would be a fun weekend of games.
Those are all real good matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of which, let's go back to the teams and come back to this at the end.
Okay.
Because honestly, there's not much to say. Yeah, now I go, Chengdu Hunters. See how I did you like that segue where I just said it?
I didn't know you were doing them.
I said it. I maybe said it though.
I also said it. I was joking.
Oh, okay.
Get it when I.
Spoiler alert. Chengdu. Wowee, wowee, zowie, boys, ladies and gents.
Is this good or bad?
So good. So good.
They do still have one of the worst records in the league.
Maybe. But man, are they the funnest team to watch.
Yeah.
They are hands down the most fun to watch. And, like I was saying before, they have found a little kink in Vancouver's armor. Vancouver's got this armor, and they're like, ugh, we're Yeti boys. And then the
Is it the bumper wasn't doing well that match?
Except here's the thing. He was doing well that match until friggin' Ameng friggin' big dicked his way into the- Jesus
Christ. How many times did you watch that Sideshow video? Like three or four times?
Dude, I was if you aren't watching Sideshow stream alongside Overwatch League, then you're not doing it correctly. Which makes me hope that his visa gets denied.
Okay.
But obviously I want him on the desk because the desk is there's no desk. I want him on the floor standing in front of a screen.
Honestly, that shit's kind of boring.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say it's kind of I don't care. I do something else during the break.
Yeah, do anything.
Yeah. Also, Sideshow was talking about how they were talking to Blizzard for World Cup, and they were like, have Golden Boy, Bren, Sideshow, and Reinforce on the desk. That'll be the desk. Trust us. If it works, we'll show that it works, and then we can try it in the future. If it doesn't work, that's our bad. And Blizzard was like, okay, we'll see if it works. And it worked so well.
And then they
went, how about you stand in front of a screen? And then instead of showing the screen, we'll just zoom in on it with a camera.
Yeah. Remember that one time we were watching, I was like, why does this look like absolute shit?
And I'm like, it's because they're filming a screen.
They're filming an LED screen, and it's not even framed that well.
No. I think they've been changing that a little more where they zoom in on it and then switch, but still. Anyway, point is, Sideshow streams are so good. And it was funny because he wasn't even going to watch the Vancouver versus Chengdu game. He was like, I got to go to bed. And then he's like, but if I go to bed, Chengdu's going to win, and then I'm going to feel horrible for not watching it. And then he stayed up for like 4.5 more hours. Anyway, it was great. But people have been talking about how Bumper is the absolute Giga Chad.
Mm-hmm.
But now a new term has been coined for Ameng, that he is the Yata Chad.
Yeah.
And I love it. Anyway, the point is Chengdu somehow used their unpredictability and like weird DPS comps to like just... Because like I was saying before, Vancouver is so coordinated. But they're so coordinated based on knowing what the other team's doing. They had no idea what Chengdu was doing. Mm-hmm. Now, Vancouver is still the better team, so they still won. It was pretty close. But And I almost bet so much money on Chengdu, and I would have made so much money if they won. They didn't win, so I'm glad I didn't. But anyway, Chengdu's just unpredictability really got to Vancouver, and it was a joy to watch. And Ameng on Route 66 went, "Oh, you thought I was a ball one trick? Oh, actually, I play a better Rhine than Bumper."
Except he doesn't, though. That's the crazy part. Except it's kind of just like dumb luck.
Except here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think it was Avast who said he had a Pokemon evolution mid-match, mm-hmm. which is great. He entered phase two. But the thing is, I saw stats that was Ameng's Rhine versus Bumper's Rhine, and Bumper had more overall damage, but Ameng's stats overall were better than Bumper's. And I was like, yeah, but it's because Chengdu, like, did really well that map. Like, it wasn't because Ameng did better on Rhine. Or he did better on Rhine than Bumper that map. And then I read the comments, and there was a guy who was like, "I just want to point out that this is Bumper's stats for all of the maps on Rhine compared to Ameng's stats on that one map. And Ameng's were still better." And I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, they probably aren't going to play much Rhine in the future, even though he did just play such an amazing Rhine on Route 66.
I think they'll just be... They're able to pull it out if needed.
Yeah. And it'd be kind of interesting to see next time when they do play, if they still actually are able to pull it out.
Yeah.
Because even Sideshow was like, "His Rhine's not even good."
Yeah. That was pretty... That impression started off good at the top of the sentence, and then just the way you said good, it was not as good. But I'll give that
His Rhine's not even good.
See, once again, I was like, man, he's got this. And then you went, "Go it!
His Rhine's not even..."
There you go. That was really good.
Ameng does have just a nice...
What face, does that you know? Mean?
He's okay. Just got a strong face. He's like an Asian version of a Chad. Like, imagine a Chad, and then make him...
He does look like a Chad.
Henan.
Like,
he looks like he could steal my girlfriend.
He's got a jawline, I'll tell you that.
And he's like... He looks like this.
You're just looking at the camera. Actually, when you put your chin down, you do kind of look like him. Except don't frown when you do it. yeah, Ameng is an absolute yotta Chad. Jesus Christ. It doesn't sound as good when I don't have a British accent saying it like Sideshow does.
He's a yotta Chad.
Yotta Chad. Yotta Chad.
I wish
there's
I was
Giga Chad and there's yotta Chad.
I wish I was anything but what I am.
I know, same. I want death to
British
open.
People can get away with saying stupid shit like Greek. He just says some dumb shit and everyone's like, "It's funny." Well, they're not British, but they're like, "It's funny because he's British."
Yeah.
Like, any true is in the chat, boys. That's not funny if I'm just like,
if
any
I go,
truers in the chat.
Hey, are
boys?
There? Hey, are there any truers in the chat? It's like, why, what are like, you saying?
Truers in the chat.
Okay, we're moving on. Yeah, I just think Chengdu have shown that they're not just a ball.
They're a family.
They're not just a ball. They're a family. And we'll end on that. I just love watching Chengdu, and I hope they do well in the future. And they've got a good logo. A lot of people have pooped on the logo. I think it's good.
I think the colors are not great for skins.
Agreed.
But the colors work well together.
I feel like if they tapped more into like the weird bronzish gold and less into the weird like deep banana yellow.
Oh yeah.
Then that would be better. Anyway, what is your second and our final team to talk about?
We're going to be talking about the LA Gladiators, baby.
LA
gang. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I had to say about them. Joke's on you, I didn't. They're actually... they did very well this week. They kicked the shit out of Atlanta. Who else did they play? They kicked the shit out of Guangzhou.
Which is weird, though, because they looked so bad before this.
Yeah. And it's good for their overall season, because going into this week, they were 1-4, which is kind of a valiant like hole to dig out of if you lose these two, and then you're 1-6. But now they have a real chance of getting into building on this and getting into the league playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Now, I am bummed that the Gladiators decided to figure their trash out before the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
They should have figured it out after that, please.
That's more of a you problem,
though. It is absolutely a me problem. But I don't know. I think it was just before they didn't have Decay. And then, so it wasn't the team that they were meant to be. Then Decay came in, but, you know, they'd only just got him, so they weren't really experienced playing with Decay. And now they're good. They figured it out. It sucked seeing Atlanta eat trash, but, I mean, someone's got to eat it. So
I wish they had one more game before the end of this stage, because they played their last two games this stage.
Yeah, that's a bum.
Last week, so it would have been fun to see them sneak in.
They're out of contention, right?
Yeah.
Dang.
Because they have a worse record than, they have a below 500 record, and I think all the teams either have to have a 500 or above.
But could they get in? No. No.
Because the last team that gets in is going to have a better map differential than one, and have a, like, even if they do have a 3-4 record, their map differential is probably going to be better than one.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, Gladiators looked really, really good this week. Decay is very good. They didn't play Surefour at all this week, I don't think. Not from what I can remember. They're just sticking to hydration, which is good for us and our fantasy team. But
we didn't play him, though. That's
well, it's because we thought Gladiators were doing bad.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, they have Hydration Decay.
And Bishu's been sick, and he said he won't be playing till maybe stage two. Well, obviously, because the stage is done. Or they're done.
He won't be playing until they're able to play again.
Yeah. And even then, we'll see.
Because it did seem like Void
figured it out.
Roar had figured it out a little bit, because Roar was kind of just a big old feeder, but now this past week he did a lot better. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can keep building on this if the meta shifts in the next couple of weeks. And that's about it, to say.
It's Gladiators just figured their stuff out. They are now officially the superior LA team. Because before it was kind of just like
that impressive, honestly. They're both bad.
I mean, it's very easy to not be 0-7.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess we should mention Valiant are just more worse now. Space, I feel so bad for the boy.
Yeah. Why is that a rule? How does that make any sense?
What, the MVP thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about, Calder and I talked a bit about this off podcast, but with Ramsey's from OWL by the Numbers. Go check that out. But the rule that the MVP or the player of the match has to be from the winning team is so dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And it doesn't even, like, why have the rule?
Yes.
Just give it to the best player.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't understand it. Because Space obviously deserved player of the match in their game against, was it Houston?
Yeah.
And Ameng,
a game that Monty said was one of the worst games of Overwatch he'd seen.
Yeah.
Which I could see.
Yeah. which and then Ameng probably deserved it in the Vancouver Chengdu game because he was nuts. It's like, but, and there's been so many times where, I think they even said in the Houston versus Valiant game where they gave the player of the match to Dante. They're like, this was, should probably go to space, but we're giving it to Dante. And it's like, just give it to space.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it at all. Like, what? I don't know what the reasoning could be. It's like, oh, well, they won the game, so they deserve player of the match. No, they deserve the win because they won.
Yeah, it's just strange.
I don't get it. I'm going to make a long Reddit post about it, maybe. And then I'll get 12 upvotes, and then everyone in the comments will be like,
yeah, stupid whore.
That's the one. Now, let's do two things. First, there's not many games next week. There's only 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. So let's quickly do quick predickies on who's going to win. Washington, Paris.
Jesus. Paris.
I say Washington just because...
It's hard for me to see Washington win anything.
That's true. London, Seoul.
Seoul.
Yeah, I'm going to say Seoul. Yeah, I'll say Seoul.
Yeah, that's a quick predicky. It's not...
I'm sorry. It'll be close. It'll be close. Boston, Dallas. I say Dallas. Atlanta, Chengdu. Atlanta. Philly, Paris. Philly.
Yeah.
Washington, Florida. Man, Washington's got a great week this week. I'm going to say Washington again.
Yeah.
Both of those teams have looked bad, but sometimes good.
Yeah, Florida. Well, Florida beat the Fusion in that against what? Elk when they had Elk.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they look good.
No. Houston, Atlanta. This is a tough one for me. Not Atlanta. Guangzhou versus Vancouver. Vancouver.
Yeah. Vancouver.
And now, as this is the last thing on the podcast, let's go over if this top eight stays the same. Because I think it will. Literally looking at the teams that might get into the stage playoffs, all of them we said are going to lose their matches except for Seoul.
Yeah.
And even if Seoul wins.
Sneaking in. Actually, no, if Guangzhou wins, then. Oh, but they won't win. They're playing Vancouver. So I could see Seoul and Guangzhou swapping out.
Yeah. But if this top eight stayed the same, which are. The
top three is locked.
Yeah. And then the bottom five is not locked. But they're pretty much locked.
Which is a real big cucker for me, you know what I'm saying?
You'll be fine. Your boys will be fine. So it's New York, Vancouver, Toronto, Philadelphia, Dallas, Atlanta, San Fran, and Guangzhou. Now, New York versus Guangzhou. That's a New York win.
Mm-hmm.
I think Guangzhou would put up a fight, but that's a New York win.
Yeah.
Vancouver versus San Fran. Maybe close?
I'm saying that's a fiver.
Interesting. I think it'll be a 3-1-er. Or maybe a 2-1-er.
For the Shock, right?
No. I think it... Bold prediction. I think it'll be a 2-1-er. There'll be a tie in there. Atlanta versus Toronto. Toronto's been looking really good. Atlanta did beat Toronto, but Toronto's been looking better.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
That's probably the toughest one here, honestly.
Well, Philly-Dallas is kind of hard, too, because I don't really know what to...
That's true.
I guess we should expect that Philly's still good, because the only games they've lost are to... or when they had Elkin in a role that he doesn't play. Which isn't completely Elk's fault, but still.
That's true. Well, wasn't there a game recently that Philly lost that was, like, not
Philly? They only lost two in week two.
Philly almost lost against Valiant, which is not good for them. Florida beat them.
The thing is that, yeah, in week two.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Never mind. Anyway, I think Atlanta will beat Toronto, but it'll be close.
Yeah.
And then
I see Toronto beating Atlanta.
I also see that, but I'm predicting Atlanta.
All right. Well, you
that I think that'll be the closest of the four matches.
Yeah.
And then I see Dallas beating Philly. That'll be close too.
I think Philly will win. I think people have kind of forgotten about them after that little stint they had in week two. Because they're the same team now that they were before.
Yeah. Wait, so then after those games, would then Vancouver face Atlanta?
New York would face the lowest seed team.
Okay, so New York would face
Atlanta. And then
no, would face Dallas or... Nope, I'm dumb. No,
they'd face Atlanta. Now, Atlanta is likely to move up. So it could be Dallas versus Atlanta next week. Or actually, it'd probably even be...
All I'm trying to figure out is there any way that we get a Vancouver-New York finals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just beat whoever they're playing.
Yeah, I just didn't know whether they'd get matched up against each other before then.
I don't think they would. That doesn't make a ton of sense.
Okay, good. Because I want to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I want to see Atlanta destroy everybody and then win, but I don't think that's going to happen, and... I want to see Vancouver versus New York final. And that is all for this week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching. As always, you can check our website, thebroverwatch.com, for articles, social medias, and other stuff. You can follow us on Twitter, at thebroverwatch. Follow me on Twitter, at I'm a dumb cook. Calder on Twitter, at Calder_100. And we'll catch you next time, ladies and folks.
Aggressive. That was a microaggression, and I don't appreciate it.
How is that a microaggression?
Very microbic and very aggressive.
Do you know what a microaggression is?
Small and aggressive.
I think you need to Google more. Catch you in the next one, boys.
Catch you on the flippy dips.
Girls.
We have girls?